More than one member of the Bush administration defended himself before the press yesterday. Another was Alberto Gonzalez, who became Attorney General 1 year ago. In that year, Gonzalez has handled the fallout on everything from policies on torture to eavesdropping on Americans. And as he marked the anniversary, the Attorney General spoke with NPR's Ari Shapiro.
A year in the life of an Attorney General features tension between good news that the department wants to promote and other news that the department would rather not. Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez featured the former in his speech to an audience of Justice Department employees.
Now, my goal is simple. Secure the opportunities of the American dream for all Americans and for future generations. Keeping this charge is no small task, and it will require no small effort.
He talked about reduced gun crime, crackdowns on illegal internet pharmacies, and the safety of the American people. But on a day when old photographs emerged showing previously unseen images of detainee abuse at Abu Ghraib prison, the other news was present as well. Since those abuses took place, President Bush signed a bill including a prohibition against cruel, inhuman, and degrading treatment of detainees in American custody. The president said he'd interpret the law in a manner consistent with the constitutional authority of the president to supervise the unitary executive branch. So I ask the Attorney General, does the president's signing statement mean he'll order cruel, inhuman, or degrading treatment of detainees if he thinks it's necessary?
I think the president already spoken on this. I think he said we're not going to authorize or engage in torture.
But what if the president distinguishes between torture and cruel, inhuman, or degrading treatment?
The fact that the president would say in a signing statement, you know, obviously we're going to interpret the law consistent with my constitutional obligations, would we expect any less? Of course we wouldn't.
The question of how much authority the president has in wartime has come up in several areas. Gonzalez has spent long days on Capitol Hill talking about the president's authority to spy on Americans' phone calls without a warrant. Yesterday, the ranking Democrat on the Senate Judiciary Committee, Patrick Leahy, released a statement saying, "I have reason to fear this administration is engaged in an elaborate cover-up of illegality." The Republican chairman of the committee, Arlen Specter, has expressed similar concerns. He says he's drafting legislation that would require the administration to reveal the details of the spying program to the secret FISA court that oversees electronic surveillance. Gonzalez said he's not entirely comfortable with that proposal.
Would we be worried about briefing the FISA court about the operational details of this program? We do have concerns about the number of people that have access to this kind of information.
And further,
the legislative process is really sort of the art of compromise, and it is one that inherently requires a great deal of discussion, and we're concerned that during the legislative process that there may be additional disclosures about the operations of this program.
Gonzalez cited successful terrorism prosecutions as one of his department's accomplishments in the last year. Some prosecutors have asked whether the warrantless spying program could jeopardize future prosecutions. If a judge believes the program is illegal, he could bar evidence gained through the program from court. Gonzalez doesn't believe it's a problem.
We don't think that prosecutions are going to be jeopardized as a result of this program. First of all, we obviously firmly believe the program is lawful. And also, I might add that there is case law that indicates that even though you may have information, there may be problems with the legality of it, that doesn't necessarily mean that it can't be used in a subsequent prosecution.
The Senate Judiciary Committee has called a new hearing into the spying program for the end of the month. And until that debate is resolved, it may eclipse the Attorney General's other programs to fight discrimination, disrupt gangs, and break up drug rings. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
Bye.